Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi folks, I'm Jelaine Fender and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. Today is a very special program. We're going to be talking about the beginnings of Strong Tower Radio because we are celebrating our 13th birthday anniversary. We went on the air on December 23rd of 2009. And so in the studio with me, we have the founder, David Bolduc.
Hello, Jelaine.
Which you have heard him on the radio a few times.
A few times, yes.
And we have the co-founder, which is his wife, Bethany Bolduc.
Good afternoon.
And Bethany is our treasurer to our board.
Assistant treasurer.
But the clerk.
I am the secretary to the board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on the phone with us is Ruthie Calkins, who happens to be Bethany's mother.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Ruth. And Ruthie and her husband, Jim, and David and Bethany were the very first people starting Strong Tower Radio. And so before we get started to talk about our story, Ruth, would you have a blessing for us?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious, kind, loving Heavenly Father, we so long to see Jesus face to face. And you promised us that when the gospel goes to the world, Jesus would come. And so we wanted to start Strong Tower Radio so that those in our neighborhood would know about our loving Heavenly Father. Please guide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, David, let's first start with you because you've always been interested in radio.
That's right. From a kid, my mom would buy radios at rummage sales and give them to me, and that'd be my treat.
And so, did you take them apart?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And put them back together?
I always gutted them.
Oh, you didn't put them back together. Okay. Okay. So, how did this come about, though, in the beginning of October 2007, getting a radio station started?
Well, going back a little bit, back in 2000, there was an opportunity for building a low-power FM station, and we lived in Central Illinois at the time, and so I thought this would be an opportunity for our local church there. And so Bethany and I, we got married back in 95, and so we were talking to her folks, and they encouraged us to see what we could find, but the things just didn't work out locally there, and so it was a kind of an ongoing conversation we would have from time to time about a new radio station. So whenever the notification came out in the 2007 spring to build stations, and the filing window would be in October of that year, but we would have to make application and all these things, they encouraged us to move forward. And so it was just the Lord leading through their encouragement to take it to the next step beyond an idea.
And because you used to help volunteer at Three Angels Broadcasting Network, and
yeah,
they do TV and radio.
They did TV and radio, and I would volunteer on the TV production side. And so I would go for three summers in a row, 2000, 2001, 2002. I volunteered with a production truck. And the president, who is of 3ABN now, Greg Morricone, was on that production crew. And so we had a lot of good conversations back then. I was even at Michigan Camp Meeting in 2000, and we were there videotaping Philip Simon. And so if you look at the credits, and we would always watch the credits whenever the program would end, I was on one of the cameras.
Okay.
Well, and also during those days, we lived in Illinois, about 3 hours north of the 3ABN Thompsonville area. And we would go down whenever they would have camp meeting. They would use the 3ABN facility for Southern Illinois camp meeting through the conference in Illinois. And we would go down and we would, you know, you rub shoulders with people, not like in a big way, but you'd meet people and you'd be standing in line and you'd hear stories. And, you know, we were very excited when this opportunity presented itself. David especially was excited.
3ABN encouraged people to look into applying for licenses.
Right. Once the announcement came out in April of 2007, they started encouraging people. And I started looking, but I didn't know what I was looking for. I was just looking online for different websites that would give us some clues where a station could be built in Central Illinois.
Because that's where you live.
Right. And so Bethany's folks, Jim and Ruthie, they were very encouraging us to move forward. I had looked at other stations that could have been for sale. Not that I knew what I was doing, but I still was, you know, looking curiously, and it just never panned out. And so this opportunity to build a station, I thought, there's got to be a frequency available in Central Illinois, and I couldn't find anything. But then when I found the frequency, I immediately called Bethany, and I called her parents, Jim and Ruthie. And again, they were very encouraging about the whole opportunity, and so we moved forward.
So because you were looking in Central Illinois where you lived,
yes.
But Bethany's from the Tustin, Michigan area,
right.
So you then looked up here.
Yeah, I thought, well, if we can't find anything in Illinois, let's see if we could build a station up there. And our intent, ever since we got married, was to move up to Michigan. I didn't know when or how it was going to happen, but I just, her folks have several acres there in the Tustin area, and so I always wanted to help the family out as I could, and I thought by living on the farm, we could be more of a help than living 8 hours down Central Illinois.
So when you found out there was a frequency available, like what time of the year was that?
That was October 1st of 2007.
And you had to make application by when?
The filing window was October of 2007. October, what was it, Bethany?
I thought it was like the 19th.
Yeah. So.
So, okay, you found out that there's this frequency on October 1st, but by October 19th, you would have to apply.
Right.
And aren't there several hoops you have to jump through before you can even make an application?
You can ask Bethany about the hoops.
Well, you have to be an entity. You can't just be an individual, really. You have to have like a board. You have to be, you know.
Have a corporation?
Right, a corporation. You have to have a board. And there were stipulations as to a residency for the board for that particular filing window for that particular type of license that we were going for. There were residency. You had to live within 25 miles of where you were going to be broadcasting from.
Okay. And so having an entity, like a corporation, you have to, there's forms that have to be filed, and then just like even forming the board. And because this was going to be a Christian nonprofit, there's a difference in a nonprofit corporation as well as a profit corporation. I mean,
correct.
That, right? And so you had to make sure, how did you know what forms, how to file?
Well, thankfully, my dad had some experience with form filling and the state of Michigan. He worked as an auditor for the state for many years. So he was able to guide us. We just moved forward in faith.
So a couple of things, and I've been, once they did this, it was the four of you. It was you and David and your mom and dad.
Yes, that was our first board meeting.
Yes,
the four of
okay.
us.
And Ruth was the chairperson right. of the very first board. You had to come up with a name. At the
yes.
at that time, it wasn't Strong Tower Radio.
No, and I came up with the name. I remember very clearly we were sitting in our den in Illinois, and David was at the computer, and I was sitting in my chair, and we were talking, and I was throwing things out, you know, like brainstorming
yes.
kind of thing. And I'm like, well, we're in West Central Michigan. So I'm like, okay, West Central Michigan. And radio is a type of media, but we might give books away. So that's another type of media. So we can't just say radio. We should say media. And so we're a ministry. So West Central Michigan Media Ministries.
That is the name of our corporation.
Yes. So Strong Tower Radio came later, and
right.
that is a DBA, doing
right.
business as.
That's right. And we'll talk about that after a little bit, folks. But sometimes you go online, and if you can't find something that says Strong Tower Radio, you have to do West Central Michigan Media Ministries. But Strong Tower Radio is, in fact, our website, to find our website, str.fm. It's very easy to find.
Right.
So you had to come up with the name, but then you had to fill out the forms, and there was some cost involved.
Yes, and we initially thought that it was going to be about $500 to do the study, to locate where we could put the station. And so we stepped out and we contracted with the engineering firm to do that study, not realizing that that was just like the initial down payment. And then it ended up being more like $1,500.
Was there a cost, though, to file, just to make application?
Oh,
yeah. The FCC?
Yeah. Because you have to, through the engineers, and that's the, like Bethany said, the original study, just to see if there was a frequency available. And then once we got the frequency nailed down, then they had to do a full engineering study, and then there was the attorney's fees, and so the cost just started going up from there.
Right. And but you had researched, so you knew there was this frequency available, but now you have to...
I knew there was a frequency available. 91.9 was available somewhere between Baldwin and north of Cadillac. That's all I knew.
Okay.
But the engineers found that we could build it, because I told them we would like to build something in the Cadillac area. He said, well, if you want Cadillac area, here's a frequency right here in this area. They'll cover all of Cadillac. We wanted to move up here and build this. We wanted to be in an area where we knew we had solid, good support. And Bethany's folks were very connected with the churches up here, the Adventist churches. And so we thought, let's just move into that area and see where the Lord leads from there.
Okay. And then, so the other thing, though, is having a board in this corporation, you have to have bylaws. So you had like 3 weeks to form everything.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And folks, if you know anything about trying to do something like this, that's very quick.
It is. And you don't reinvent the wheel when you're having to work that quick. You look at templates and you look at things that other people have and you take ideas from sources that are already, you know, entities that are already out there. You look at bylaws that are on the web. You know, you use the tools that you have wisely so that you're not reinventing everything from scratch.
So October 19th was going to be the deadline, David, for the application?
Right.
Okay. And just because you apply doesn't mean you're going to get it, because somebody else might be applying.
And there were other applications in this area.
Yes. And so that's something else we had to deal with. You want to address that?
Well, just going back, we were living in Central Illinois, and Bethany's folks were up here. So for us to do some of the needed footwork, we had to come up here. And so I had to take some vacation time off of work to come up here. And I think we made two trips up here, right?
I think so.
And we had two small children. And one, as we told in previous stories of this, it had brain surgery that previous April of 2007. And so we were still going through all that. And in Central Illinois, the physician that was dealing with our case was over in Cincinnati. So our kids got used to being in the van a lot, our two boys at the time. And so we were coming up here, and they just thought, thinking we're going to see Grandma and Grandpa.
Well, you were.
But there was a lot of work going along, and then we met up with you and George Corliss, who joined our board, and then Pastor Christian Martin, who also joined our board, and so and Eric Arms and Bruce Wiltshire. And so over time, we started adding more and more board members, but those first couple of board meetings were in our living room, and we're sitting there discussing all these things.
And ironically enough, though, our first official donation, you know, besides my folks paid for, you know, something out of their own funds, or we paid for something out of our own funds, but to start our bank account for what would become Strong Tower Radio, our first official donation was from a lady down in Illinois.
Oh.
And she is sleeping in Jesus, and she never got to hear the station.
Okay,
but she had a vision.
Yes, because, and so we're going to discuss this too, because you were just looking at, I always would say, little old Cadillac on a map, right?
That's right.
And now here we are 13 years later, and we have 15 stations, and the FCC has granted us 8 more stations. And who would have thought at the time? I think we would have been scared.
Well, and at that time, David didn't even realize it would be a full-time job for him. He was thinking that he'd have to work somewhere, that he would just be keeping this one little station on the air, rebroadcasting a feed from, like, say, 3ABN Radio, and it'd just be like a computer in a closet somewhere, and he'd just be keeping it on the air kind of on his spare time. And so he actually had several interviews up here, thinking that when we moved up here, he would have to have a job somewhere. We didn't even quite really realize that God was going to turn this ministry into not only a full-time job for him, but for several more people as well. And yeah, if we had known at that point what God had in mind, I don't know if we would have
It would have been scary.
Enough faith to step out and do it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we started out with one employee.
Right.
And we have grown, folks. We went on the air. What was the very first program, David?
Well, it was you. You were doing the station IDs. And we started playing.
Station ID.
Yeah, the station ID. Well, at the top of every hour. Yeah, yeah. So.
I think it was your story hour.
Yeah, it was your story hour. We had ran some music as tests, which the FCC allows. They allow you to kind of work the bugs out of your system, but then you have to shut it off. And that was always a frustrating thing. Every time we've purchased a station or, you know, gone through the process of building one, people wanted to be on the air yesterday. Yesterday. Always, you know, and said, on the air, when are we going to go on the air? And so with the FCC's rules, and like Bethany said, you know, we thought this. Well, then we read the rules. The rules say this. So once we went on the air, we aired the Your Story Hour, The Life of Jesus, all 26 episodes.
Right, because it's December 23rd. So
right.
It started out,
yeah,
you know, with Jesus being born and all the way through. But
and that was a trial by fire because I just learned the automation. Then I realized that there was more that I needed to do. And so it just really a trial by fire. It's a very steep learning curve, but the Lord has blessed.
Well, because we were an affiliate of the Three Angels Broadcasting Network radio.
Yes, and they were very helpful.
Yeah. And so we were, like you had said earlier, maybe thinking David was just going to be having a feed from, you know, them and going over the air. But then we started out not airing their program, the very first program.
Right, because it was Christmas time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, Ruth, we're going to come back and going to ask you a couple of questions. So, folks, stay tuned because we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. I'm Pastor David Austin from the McMillan Northwoods Seventh-day Adventist Church. I really appreciate Strong Tower Radio for the wonderful Bible-based content they provide, and I'm wishing them a happy birthday. I want to encourage you to support them by your prayers and as God impresses you by a gift so that they may continue this God-inspired ministry and may continue to grow. You can support them by calling 231-468-2087 or by mailing a gift to P.O. Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan 49601. Or by going to their secure website at strongtowerradio.org and clicking on the donate button. Thank you for your support, and may the Lord continue to bless you this season.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio Today. And today we are talking about Strong Tower Radio and our beginnings. And how we started, we have in the studio with me our founder, David Bolduc, and the co-founder is his wife, Bethany Bolduc, and on the phone we have Bethany's mother, because she was there from the beginning, and that is Ruthie Calkins. And Ruthie, you and Jim live in Tustin, Michigan, because we had talked about David, they lived down in Illinois, but they found this frequency up here in our area, in the Cadillac area. So the four of you decided to make a board, start a corporation. And so you had to have a board meeting. So there was just the four of you at that first board meeting, right?
That's right.
Okay. And that was October.
A while ago.
Yep, October in 2007. And you were the first chairperson.
That's right.
And because then you had to, yeah, you had to appoint other people. Mm-hmm. You guys had to vote on maybe asking some other people, right, Bethany, to be on the board.
Yes.
Yep, okay.
And that included you, Jelaine.
Yeah.
You were one of those first appointees.
Yep. I remember you guys called and asked my husband and I, and he's not a board meeting kind of guy. And he thought, well, you guys were married. Your mom and dad were married. You'd asked another couple were married. He says, I don't think they should always have all these married people. But the main reason is because, yeah, board meetings are not his forte. And so, but it's a calling by God, that's how I feel. And so the other thing is, though, David, just because you've started this and you've formed this board, it costs money to build a radio station or to buy a radio station. Well, this is, you're going to build it because it's a brand new frequency.
Yeah, we're going to build it from scratch.
Okay. So there was no funds. Nobody donated any. I mean, you maybe started with a small donation to maybe get started because you had to have the engineers to do the engineering study.
Right, and the attorney fees and all that.
Yeah. So, but then from there, what did you have to do?
Well, we did some of our own fundraising with family and friends. I started selling some stuff of mine, and, you know, I gave those funds for the radio station. But like Bethany said, there was one lady that gave us our first $100. And so one of the trips we made after the filing window and everything, we started setting the funds aside. Everybody was very supportive of this. It wasn't the fact that we were trying to get, you know, twist people's arms to build the station to get the funds for it. It was just sharing this, and that's what George, he did a very good job. One of our other founding members, Jerry Schwartz, he was very connected with people, and he was very encouraging. And so all these people were very encouraging to us to move forward in this. And, you know, looking back, there's other ways of doing this, but that's the only way we knew how to do it at the time. And so we were just communicating with our attorney, we were communicating with our engineers, and the funds slowly came in.
Okay. So a ballpark figure to build a radio station.
Well, for the equipment, just for the transmitter and the antenna, because it was a directional antenna, you're looking at like $50,000 for those two pieces of equipment plus the feed line. But that's just some of the equipment that you need at the tower. You need studio equipment, the microphones, the monitors, and the speakers and everything. So we started adding it up, and it was close to $100,000.
Just to get started
station. Now, you know, looking back now, we could have made a lot of different choices and saved some funds, but most of all of the equipment that we purchased back then, we're still using.
Amen.
So we bought some good equipment.
Okay. All right. So, Ruth, you were the first chairperson, but then I think it changed because you ended up being the treasurer.
That's right.
Well, my dad was the first treasurer.
Oh, okay.
And then he passed away later on, and then my mom became treasurer.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Ruth, I've heard this story. I'd like you to share the story, though, about your husband, Jim. I don't know if he had a dream. I'm not sure how you want to describe it, but why don't you tell our listeners about this?
Well, David was always interested in radio, and so Jim would say to me, I wish I could buy a radio station for David. Well, they were going to have this radio station here and needing funds, but it was the morning of June 24, in 2008. Jim woke me up and said, Ruthie, the Holy Spirit woke me this morning and told me to cash in the stock and put it in the radio station. And I remember saying exactly these words, Jim, if the Holy Spirit told you, do it. And so that morning, when the stock market opened that time, cashed in the stock, just did it all, just cashed it in, and so there we had the funds to start the radio station.
So that was kind of the seed money.
That's right. That could buy the equipment and get the radio station up and going. And Jim died in December of 2008, and I will tell you that in the resurrection, there will be no one happier when he learns what has happened to Strong Tower Radio.
Well, and I just want to talk about that because, I don't, listeners, if you remember 2008, we had a crash.
That's right. And I will tell you, that came in September. We cashed in the stock in June. And God bless. We made out like bandits.
Yes, because by September,
it would have been sorry, you know.
It would have been way less. And so God knew what he was doing. He always does. We just don't know what he's doing sometimes.
The real insider tips, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And God has blessed us so many ways with this station. And like I say, I can hardly wait for Jim to know what happened.
Yeah.
If he could see the station now, the building, he would be in utter shock.
Well, he drove by this building many times, but he never dreamed that it would end up being home for Strong Tower Radio.
Never.
You know, whenever Jim and I were talking about the radio station, one of the programs he wanted to do was to have a gardening program. He said he wanted me to interview him, and he would be talking about gardening. And Tom and Gary Heilig have more than fulfilled Jim's dream for having a gardening program. Jim would be so excited, and like Ruthie said, when he finds out in the resurrection what has happened, that we have a gardening program with a gentleman from the Michigan State University that is actually giving people gardening tips in the way that Jim would be doing things. It's just a fulfillment of his dream for a radio station as well.
Amen. Yes, that's the garden guy. And it's usually the second week of the month
we have
Strong Tower Radio.
And I edit
today.
That, and I always enjoy editing that program because I learn stuff too.
Yeah.
I'll even go home and tell Bethany and Ruthie, you got to listen to this one because they're talking about potato bugs or something.
Yes. And so it is amazing when we go back to see the beginning of Strong Tower Radio, and just we were thinking little old Cadillac, Michigan, and how we've grown. And yes, and David, how big was the first office space?
Well, it was less than 1,200 square feet. We expanded from about, 600 square feet?
No, I think it was less than that. You had like a bedroom size, maybe a 12 by 14 start.
Yeah. Well,
and then we added another bedroom size.
Yep, that's right. And that was another opportunity where the Holy Spirit was working, because you and Brian owned the building on Tracy Lane. And Brian said, well, I'll give you the front office. And after we were having an informational rally at the Cadillac Seventh-day Adventist Church, Brian came up to me and said, the Holy Spirit's told me you need to have two offices. And so that doubled our square footage. And that second office became George's office / our
studio.
Main studio, our only studio. Yeah. And so that was a huge blessing to have that extra space.
Yes, because, we started with pretty much probably a 12 by 14 size. And like Bethany, you had alluded before, I mean, you can run a radio station out of a closet, a small closet space.
Yes. Really, what you need is a computer. And if you're not going to do very much recording of your own, then there's a lot of equipment that you don't need. So your equipment needs go up depending on what you're going to do. So we need a lot more equipment now because we do programs like this and we operate several stations. And so we need more than just one computer, because we have to have servers to hold all of our files and be accessible from different computers. And we need to put all of our financial records on a computer. Back in the beginning, our financial records were just, paper records.
So
it depends on how big your radio station's going to be, what kind of space you need.
Yes. And so, David, we started out, we just thought little old Cadillac, Michigan, but then an opportunity came about. You want to talk about that?
Well, the opportunity came because we were looking to see if there was a way we could expand the coverage of the Cadillac station. And we met an engineer friend now, Del Reynolds, and he told us about a station for sale up in the UP, up in Newberry, WIHC. And so that had been a classic rock station, and it was for sale. And long story short, Lord gave us the opportunity to purchase that station.
Right. I remember because it was on 10 acres, and it had a building.
Right.
I mean, I've never been there. You have been.
Oh, yeah.
And, a tower.
Mm-hmm.
And because we were nonprofit, they were willing to sell it to us for $150,000.
Yeah.
And that was back in what year?
2011.
We had just went from this one little station here in Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's this opportunity and $150,000. Where are we going to get that?
But even then, it was not without its pitfalls.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
But, you know, even before that, one of our board members at the time, Eric Arms, told us about a tower for sale. And so I thought, you know, that'd be nice to have a tower at the house that I could put up next to the house and have an antenna point at Cadillac, because we could not hear WGCP, the Cadillac station, at the house in Tustin. And so I thought, well, if I put up an antenna on a tower, I could pick it up. And so I went to look at the tower. It was a 300-foot cellular tower with nothing on it. And this was before we'd even put WGCP on the air, or about that time, same time frame. And
but
so,
yes, because we thought maybe we could use that tower for 91.9.
Yeah. And there was a whole bunch of issues with that. Nothing with the tower, but it was 200 feet too close to a neighboring station. Mm-hmm. And so everybody just kept looking at me and saying, what do you mean 200 feet too close? And I said, the rules are the rules. I went round and round with the attorneys and engineers, and they all told me, no, it's 200 feet too close, and so it won't work. So another long story short, the FCC opened another application window to build TV stations. And so we put an application in to build a station on that tower, the TV tower. We put that on the air in 2014, but we have TV 23 in the Cadillac area.
And as the Holy Spirit would have it, that tower was exactly in the right place for a TV station.
Right.
Yes, as the Holy Spirit would have it, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, going back, we didn't touch on, you know, why we couldn't hear the station in Tustin. Part of the reason for that was because during the filing window, there was another entity that filed for the same frequency, but based south of Cadillac, more in the Reed City area. So we had to negotiate with them, and we pulled back our signal to the north, and they pulled back their signal to the south. So we were both able to become a station, but there was kind of that no man's land, which would be the Tustin area, where kind of neither station would truly have coverage. So that's why we couldn't get the station in the Tustin area. But God was still working, and there would be more to come later on.
Yeah, and just to add to that a little bit, in that process of negotiating with those people, we developed a little bit of a relationship with them. And we didn't know it, but at the time when we first started filing, you know, we could have filed down there in the Baldwin area. Well, had we would have been so close to other station, there'd be no negotiating. So the FCC would have said, you or you, not both of you. But by filing for the Cadillac station, we opened up that corridor Bethany was talking about. Well, then that other group, they decided they wanted to sell the construction permit because we both got our construction permits. And so that opened a bigger corridor for us. And in time, we actually applied to move out to the Harrietta Tower out by Cabre Fay, and WPBN, WIAA, WOLW, they're all on that tower. Well, we're on that tower now because of that opportunity of that negotiation that we did with this other group that opened 91.9 from south of Big Rapids almost to Traverse City.
Amen.
Which before, like you said, little old Cadillac, we were only running 2,000 watts. Now our station's equivalent to running 25,000 watts.
Yes. We had to wait. We had to be patient. We had to wait for God to open doors because it took many years. You know, we looked at that possibility.
That's a whole other story. Yeah. We need to go back, though, because the organization is West Central Michigan Media Ministries. So we are doing business as Strong Tower Radio. Would one of you like to explain where that came from?
Well, George Corliss was our second employee, and he had been on our board for a couple of years. We started getting ready to broadcast, and we knew we wanted to record some of our own things, and he had had some experience with radio in the past, and he also had some experience as a fundraiser, having worked for another organization that he was fundraising for. And so he kind of came to the board with a proposition that if he could fundraise enough to cover his salary for, I think it was like 3 months, could he be hired? And so the board took him up on that proposal, And he then was an employee till, unfortunately, he passed away. And so he felt that saying West Central Michigan Media Ministries on the air was too cumbersome and too long. Mm-hmm. Which, okay, I get it. It is. That's true. So he came up with the phrase Strong Tower Radio, and it comes from Proverbs.
Proverbs 18:10.
Yes.
It is, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and are safe. And it, yeah, he came to us and told us that he was having devotions, and there it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was actually a book on his shelf and said Strong Tower. And he thought, that's interesting. Yeah. And then, like Bethany said, Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And so he put all this together, and he shared it with the board, and it just took off right there.
Yep. So, yeah, and we're Strong Tower Radio, and lovingly, STR. I know. So, and it makes sense that, I mean, when you listen to radio stations, they have their call letters, but then they usually have the acronym stands for something. So that was another thing regarding 91.9. We're called WGCP. So, Ruth, can you tell us what WGCP stands for?
What's so important to both Jim and me was that the character of God be proclaimed, because that's what it's all about. We serve a loving, gracious, kind God, and we wanted that to be proclaimed. So where God's character is proclaimed, that was very important to us.
Well, it is, and because, I mean, there's lots of Christian radio out there, but there's such, you know, there's so many things that are not right, that people don't see what the whole truth of the Bible. In God's character, I mean, so many people, there are lots of people, why would they believe in a loving God if you're going to burn in hell forever? That's not God's character.
That was so important to us, that the truth about God would be made known, that God destroys no one. He came to save us, to give us freedom to choose, because you can't have love without two things, freedom and truth. And so he came to tell us, Jesus came to tell us the truth about a loving God who loves us beyond our wildest imagination. And so the truth of his character is we have power to choose. And that is awesome. We can choose our destiny.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's why where God's character is proclaimed.
Okay.
He will not burn anyone in hell.
Forever. Okay, well, listen, folks, we got to take another quick break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Pastor Mac Mills of the Irons, the Manistee, and the Frankfurt Seventh-day Adventist Churches. I want to wish Strong Tower Radio a happy birthday. I appreciate Strong Tower Radio's sermons and the Bible Answer Time. My family enjoys the great stories that I have on the radio. I want to wish them a happy birthday, and you can wish them a happy birthday as well by going to strongtowerradio.org, looking at their birthday wish list there, and sending them a gift for their birthday. Or you can call them at 231-468-2087. Wish them a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Strong Tower Radio.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today with a special program about Strong Tower Radio in our beginning, because December 23rd is our birthday anniversary of when we went on the air. But Strong Tower Radio began in October of 2007. And David, that's kind of typical about, you get this organization, you're going to have a radio station. It takes a while, though, to build it, get equipment, and everything.
Yeah, it took 2 years. And like Ruthie said, we made the application in 2007, and that was in October. We found out that the other station was in competition with us, so we negotiated. So it was in the spring of 2008, and then her father, Bethany's dad, had that just that awakening experience with the Holy Spirit in the summer of 2008, and then he passed away in the December of 2008. And so it was just, God was leading step by step at our speed, and it took 2 years for us to get everything. And plus, we had to move our whole household into the family farm. And so there was a lot of back and forth on our part.
And another child was coming along.
Yes. We have three boys.
Yes. Okay. So we started out with just, I always say, little old Cadillac, WGCP, where God's character is proclaimed, because that's the whole thing of Strong Tower Radio. We want God's character proclaimed on the airways, because there's so much misinformation out there about God.
Yeah, there is.
And so, anyways, we did talk a little bit. Our second station was up in Newberry in the UP. And just a quick little story about that. I can remember driving here in Cadillac on M115 and talking to God. I talk to him all the time when I'm driving. Lord, why are you sending us up to the UP? Then most of the people are down in southeast Michigan, like Detroit and Flint. And all of a sudden, I was so convicted. I can remember hanging onto the steering wheel and just grabbing it. And I said, I'm sorry, not that the people in the UP don't need to know about Jesus. And I was not physically audible, but what I heard in my head, my heart was, God said, let me see what you do with what I give you. Because that's what he's pretty much done. We've had to raise the money, which he's helped us, but he's given us these stations.
But you look at the stories we've heard from the UP, there's some really interesting stories where the Lord was working on people's hearts, people driving trucks, people working with the lumber industry, people that would not have been reached before, but yet the Lord put it on our hearts, made the opportunity, we followed through. And now these people are hearing about how the Lord is so good. And then we hear from friends up in Canada that are hearing the station well beyond the coverage over on the other side of Lake Superior. So this is what the Lord was planning at that time. And so we're just following where he leads.
The cool thing about radio is that people can listen to it when they're doing other things. So when they're driving a logging truck, or when they're driving a delivery truck, or when they're driving between home and where they need to go, or when they're working around their house. And it's just kind of always there. Sometimes people want to study the Bible, or they do go to a church, but they don't have as much time to dig into the Word because they're busy. They're doing these other things. And the radio station kind of feeds them and teaches them and draws them closer to the Lord. And God has an amazing way of coordinating programs. You know, just recently we heard a story about a gentleman that had tuned in for the first time. And apparently the first program that he heard was Emily Graham reading A Ministry of Healing. And it really touched him because it reminded him of his days when he was going through a 12-step program and some of the things that he learned there to become free of his addictions. And it really, really touched him. And he was just very, very grateful that we were airing some program like that.
Well, and that's the other thing. We've heard stories about people in their cars having their radio on, and all of a sudden it turns to Strong Tower Radio and they didn't turn it. And we had several at the beginning of our ministry.
Mm-hmm. Especially down WBHL. We don't know what it is about that station, but it was drawing people into it.
Yeah, we had one lady, she got mad. She's driving in her car, and she's mad that the station kept moving back because she kept trying to put it back to the station she was listening to, which happened to be another Christian radio station.
Right.
But God was leading her to learn more Bible truth and understand the Bible.
And there
better.
Was another story of a gentleman that had a favorite radio station pre-programmed in his vehicle, and he moved here from another state, and so he just went to that pre-programmed station, and of course it was no longer his old favorite because that was in another state, and it was now Strong Tower Radio in his area, and so he was kind of stayed with it and listened for a while.
Yes, it's just, it's amazing what God has done with Strong Tower Radio, how we've grown so much.
What is it, 15 stations in 15 years?
Yeah. Yeah, from the beginning, from 2007 till now, 15 years, a station every year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And we have 14 stations right now on the air in Michigan, one in Illinois, because you were from Illinois.
Yeah, and that's right.
So we have
that was another divine opportunity, because somebody was saying, is there something downstate, down in southwest Michigan? And so I started looking, but then on the screen came up my old hometown, Decatur, Illinois, a station's for sale. And I thought, that can't be. And then the Lord worked that out, and that was
totally providential.
He completely opened the door on that one. And so we've had people in Decatur that have stumbled upon our station there, and they're listening there. And they're just really engaged in supporting the radio station. So it's just a blessing. Everywhere we go, we hear stories of how the Lord has blessed through the radio ministry.
That's right. And then, and recently, the FCC had opened up again.
Right. Last fall, opened up a filing window for 10 stations, and we put in 10 applications, and we contacted all the different areas. We said, okay, here's the stipulations. Here's what the FCC is asking us. Can you do this? And they came back and said yes. And so 8 of those 10 applications were granted. There's a station down in Tower Hill, Illinois, a little bit north of Effingham. And that was the first one in December of last year. And then after that, subsequent stations. So there's 7 other stations that were in the process of building, and then there are various stages. But to really begin the process, you got to do a structural analysis. And so there's a lot of coordination. Being in Michigan, it's just going to be a little bit of a challenge to get everything coordinated together. And, you know, there's also the supply chain issue where you want to order something, but you go to order it and it's not available. So we're just working through those details, trying to get things on the air. And, you know, it took us 2 years to get Cadillac on the air. And so if we get these stations on the air in 1 year, we're doing a lot that's better right. than we did with Cadillac.
The FCC gives you 3 years construction
yeah.
permit.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. And so, I mean, they already know it takes a while to get
Well, they do. And they had certain stipulations that were different from the first filing window that we applied for back in 2007. And so we communicated that to the different individuals that were supporting this. And so we're just moving forward.
And we can't forget streaming. We brought streaming on a couple years ago.
That's right. That's why you can go to str.fm. That takes you to our website. And right there, whether you're on your phone or on your computer, and you can, it says listen.
Or if you download the app from that website, you can listen on your phone without even going on the web. You just click on the app and it brings up the feed.
Yep, and we have them both for Android and iPhone because
right.
those two different things.
And we have dedicated listeners from Oregon all the way to Florida
and
around the world.
Around the world. That's right. Nigeria
yeah.
is one of the areas. Yes. So, and it's just amazing that we can go anywhere in the world and hear Strong Tower Radio. And our messages are very uplifting and truth-filled.
Right.
So all of this costs money. So, you know, we started with the one station, and then I had mentioned up in the UP that was $150,000. And then, you know, we came back down to the Lower Peninsula and got a couple more stations. And I think it was around 2015, the Lansing area had come available.
Right.
And we had to raise $320,000.
And that was for our first AM station, our first and only right now, AM station with a translator. But like you said, in that process, something else opened up.
Yes, it was, and I mean, $320,000, that was a lot of money. But then while we were in the fundraising stage for that, an opportunity came along for Grand Rapids, and God did a quantum leap. It was $1.5 million to buy that station.
Yeah.
And it was another Christian station that was up for sale, and I think they had more than one, us looking at it, but... because we were, you know, nonprofit just like they were, but it's a different format.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're mostly music, and we have maybe 5 to 6 hours a day of music,
right.
and then we have sermons. We have children's programming. We have health programs.
And gardening programs.
Yes, that's right. You know, gardening. And do have sermons and Bible studies. So
it's more of a teaching format.
Yeah. And but the God just took us, though, $1.5 million. That was quite a quantum leap.
Yeah, it was a big leap. But you know, where the Lord leads, he provides.
That's right. And he's still providing. We're, 15 stations and 8 more coming on the air. So, folks, we do ask that you would pray for Strong Tower Radio. We appreciate your prayers. That's really important. And ask what the Lord would have you do to help maybe financially support us. Your prayers, though, are first and foremost. That's what we need you to do.
That's right.
When you're doing God's work, the devil doesn't leave you alone.
No, because we've had our share of problems and technical difficulties.
Health challenges.
Yes, yeah, the Lord, that's right. The Lord provides, but the devil doesn't like it.
And God always, when you know you're in the center of God's will, he gives you peace. So even though there's a storm raging, a spiritual storm, a spiritual battle, you have peace. And so, you know, just keep putting one foot in front of the other and doing what God wants you to do, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, like Bethany said, when you're in the center of God's will, you know His hand is on the wheel. You don't have to worry about how things are going to pan out, because He's the one. But whenever you start trying to grab the wheel from Him, it doesn't go well.
Well, that's what I said earlier about, you know, God knows what He's doing. We don't. We want to know what He's doing.
Sometimes you don't.
Well, that's true. You might not want to know either. But, you know, we do this so that people can know God and know Bible truth. Because we get so excited, David, don't we, when we hear these testimonies of people that, yes, learned about Strong Tower Radio or happened to hear it or have been listening for years even sometimes.
Well, when you hear people say, I never knew that, can you really think that God is not working? Because what He's doing, He's opening people's minds, He's shedding light on them, and they're walking a closer relationship to Him. And we have people listening in prisons, praise the Lord. We have people listening in their cars, like Bethany said, in their workshops. There are people all over, in every class of spectrum, and there's one common thing, God speaking to them. And so whenever we get to heaven, we're going to see the impact of this ministry. But until then, we just keep moving forward in faith, because we know that where He's leading, He's going to provide. And that, you know, the one quote that Bethany and I, we read early on from Ellen White, that says, we have nothing to fear for the future except we forget how God has led us and taught us in the past. And so He's taught us a lot of things, but the one thing He's taught us the most is that we can trust Him.
Well, that's right. And we always, because we're human, we dwell on the negative and we forget about things. That's why we need to keep our eyes looking up and trusting God. But it's just human nature.
That's why we do programs like this, not just to celebrate Strong Tower Radio and our birthday anniversary, but to remember, to recount the goodness of God and where He's brought us from, so that we can keep moving forward.
That's right. I just love to hear testimonies about people, how God is leading them, how He's changed their lives.
I would challenge our listeners that if God has touched you through Strong Tower Radio, drop us a line. Let us know. And if the Lord impresses you to give us a donation to help continue the work, that would be wonderful, and we would appreciate it. I can give our post office box. It is 567 in Cadillac, Michigan, 49601. So if you would just let us know how Strong Tower Radio has impacted your life. Amen. And where you listen from. Do you listen from your car? Do you listen from home? You know, is it on your commute? Is it while you're washing dishes? You know, do your kids listen to the children's programs in the morning or as they're going to bed at night? You know, what programs impact you the most? Those are all sorts of things that we like to hear.
That's right. And I know I have a music program on Saturday nights from 10 to midnight and Sunday from 1 to 3, my little commercial, Strong Tower Radio Gospel Melodies. And I always say, I'd love to hear from you. So you can even call the radio station. And that number is 231-468-2087. And we would love to hear from you. And let us know, you know, how you're being blessed. And if there's anything maybe more we can do for you, we try to get programs that, new programs, and try to help people.
Yeah, but I just got an email from 3ABN that they've got some new programs coming out in February that it sounds really interesting, and how it's going to really dive deep into some of the scriptures and things. And so I'm just looking forward to these new programs. Plus, I'd like to develop new programs. And with our new studio in the basement, it's going to be exciting to see how we can use that to develop new programs as well.
And we have some stacks of books that we would be willing to share. So if you would like a free gift book, we have some lovely items that I'm sure David and Jelaine and myself, we've read at least parts of them, and they are excellent books about the life of Christ and about how to have a closer walk with the Lord and understand the Bible better, things like that.
Yes, the Great Controversy, that book changed my life. Mm-hmm. And you could call us and ask for that. And The Life of Christ, The Desire of Ages, it's a beautiful book.
Even the little book, Steps to Christ, it looks like a little book, but it's a game changer. When you really see the principles that it's teaching in there, it literally puts you in God's throne room talking to your Heavenly Father.
That's right.
Nobody else is in there except you and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And another title we mentioned was Ministry of Healing. So those are all items that if you call or drop us a note and request, we can get you a copy of one of those books.
That's right. Well, folks, Jesus is coming back soon. So stay tuned to Strong Tower Radio. And give us a call, 231-468-2087, or drop us a note. And that's Strong Tower Radio, or STR, P.O. Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan, 49601. We love to hear from listeners.
Amen.
So God bless. And Bethany, when it's your birthday or anniversary, what happens?
Well, we kind of like to get birthday presents.
That's right. So, and the best present you can give to Strong Tower Radio is pray for us, and then a nice little financial donation would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, folks. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to Strong Tower Radio Network. Our stations reach from Kalamazoo over to Lansing and up to the Mackinac Bridge, and then west to Ironwood on the border of Wisconsin, and even a station in central Illinois. Our most southerly station is 97.3 W247 AM Kalamazoo. Driving north on 131, you can tune to 91.9 WMJC in Richland. Continuing north on 131, you can tune to 89.7 WNHG Grand Rapids. Driving west from Grand Rapids, you can tune to 93.1 WMPA Ferrisburg. Driving north from Grand Rapids, you can continue to listen to Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 91.9 FM WGCP Cadillac. Driving east from Grand Rapids to Lansing, you can continue listening to Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 1540 AM KTGG Okemos and 104.7 W284 AH Lansing, as well as 92.3 W222 CU Charlotte. Driving north from Lansing, you can continue listening to Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 90.7 FM WBHL Harrison. Continuing your drive north, you can keep listening to Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 93.9 FM WAVC Mayo and 102.7 FM W274BN Alpena. Crossing over the beautiful Mackinac Bridge, you can hear Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 97.9 WIHC Newberry. Driving west of Newberry, Strong Tower Radio can be received by tuning to WUPJ Escanaba on 90.9 FM. Driving further west, tune to 91.3 FM W217CG Ironwood. And lastly, in the heart of the land of Lincoln, tune to Strong Tower Radio on 91.3 FM W217BB Hickory Point. Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.